Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Free Speech Friday edition of the Live with Rank Show. I have a question for all of you. I want you to ponder, and if you can and want to, call in to let us know your thoughts. Your thoughts about this. Do you believe there's a reset to our country that is coming? Do you believe there's a reset? Victor Davis Hanson wrote that, or wrote, asked that question the other day. Now, here's another poll that came out. According to a Public Policy Institute of California, this is of California, Biden has lost 29 points. California. The poll released yesterday, just 46% of likely California voters approve of Biden, while 51% disapprove. Those numbers mark a 19-point skid in just 1 year. I'm sorry, he won by 29 points. My apologies. This is a state, California. He won by 29 states, and he's lost 19 points in 1 year there. More people disapprove of him in California than approve of him. Now, that's a good way to start off the show, just like I did yesterday with a different poll, because that means Americans are, or more Americans, are using their God-given intelligence instead of their emotions and seeing what they did when they voted for this guy, what they did to the country. Victor Davis Hanson wrote this piece, "The Real Reset is Coming." And in it, he says, so a reset reckoning is coming in reaction to the quote-unquote new orders championed by Biden and the Davos set. In November 2022 midterms, we are likely to see a historic no, he writes, to the orthodox left-wing agenda that has resulted in unsustainable inflation, unaffordable energy, war and humiliation abroad, spiraling crime, racial hostility, as well as arrogant defiance from those who deliberately enact these disastrous policies. What will replace it is a return of what until recently had worked. Closed and secured borders with only legal and measured immigration will return. Americans will demand tough police enforcement and deterrent sentencing and a return to integration. Friday, and the primacy of individual character rather than separatist fixations on the color of our skin. He says the public will continue to tune out of the partisan and mediocre mainstream media. We will see greater increased production of oil and natural gas to transition us slowly to a wider variety of energy, strong national defense, and deterrent foreign policies. The prophets of the New World Order sowed the wind, and they will soon reap the whirlwind of an angry public worn out by elite incompetence, arrogance, and ignorance. So I ask you to ponder and call in to let us know your thoughts. Do you believe there will be this great reset that Victor Davis Hanson is predicting? The left, and by the left, I mean the Democrats, are attempting to take this country to a place it was never intended to go when our forefathers conceived and then implemented their course of action to start this new, big, beautiful country. The preamble of the Constitution states this, quote, "We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America." Now, the preamble to the United States Constitution is a brief introductory statement of the Constitution's fundamental purposes and guiding principles. Do you believe our government works at giving us what the preamble to the Constitution states? Again, domestic tranquility, common defense, promote general welfare, secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our prosperity. Do you believe the current Democratic Party cares about equal justice for all? Or is attempting to give us domestic tranquility? Well, obviously the answer is no, they don't care about equal application of the law. I have a piece I'm going to talk to you about today where there's a school. I forgot what state. Thank God right now it's not Michigan. Where this school is saying white people cannot be discriminated against. That is insane. So again, I ask you, do you believe the current Democratic Party cares about equal justice? I think that's a pretty slam dunk, easy question. No. And is attempting to give us domestic tranquility? Heck no. They're pitting us against each other. They allowed hoodlums, rioters from BLM, Antifa, counter-protesters to destroy cities. Or certainly blocks of cities. To destroy people's lives. To kill and harm them. They allowed that to happen day after day after day for over 100 days. And then after that, that was just 100 days consecutively. After that, they still allow it to happen. They're not going after these people that hard. Or when they do catch them, they let them out right away. Now let's move on to the amendments. Do you believe the current Democratic Party is protecting the right of free exercise of religion? Do you believe the current Democratic Party is protecting and guaranteeing us free speech? Do you believe the current Democratic Party is protecting and guaranteeing us the right of a free press? Many people in the mainstream manipulative press is not calling for the right of free press, let alone their party. Do you believe the current Democratic Party is protecting and guaranteeing us of the right to peaceably assemble? How does the current Democratic Party strive for all people to petition the government for a redress of our grievances? Do you believe the current Democratic Party is protecting and guaranteeing us the right of the people to keep and bear arms? Do you believe the current Democratic Party is protecting and guaranteeing us to be secure in their persons, house, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures? What about all the spying the government is doing on us? The CIA even admitted to spying on the U.S. Senate, and now we found out the FBI was spying on the president. Do you believe the current Democratic Party is living up to a person cannot be, quote, deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall people's property be taken for public use without just compensation, end quote. What about the 100 or so people still in prison in D.C. from January 6th? Do you believe the current Democratic Party is protecting and guaranteeing us the, quote, accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, end quote. Again, I give you January 6th. They're talking about a year and a half before they'll start trials, and they're keeping people in jail. They're not allowing the bond out. You kill someone in one of their riots, you get to bond out. You hurt someone in one of their riots, you get to bond out. if they even arrest you. You get caught for trespassing and you're on the right, you have to stay in jail. So will that big reset be coming? And everything I just asked you about, the do you believe, do you believe, do you believe, all then spoke directly to and quoted our Constitution, the preamble, and then the amendments. And if you're honest, I think your answer to, well, let me take that back. My opinion is the answer to every one of those questions is no, they're not. No, they're not. No, they're not. 269-441-9595. If you have a thought about what we're talking about today or not, it's Free Speech Friday. You guys can call in with whatever you'd like. Lines are now open. 269-441-9595. You're listening to Live with Rank. You're listening to the Live with Rank show. I appreciate that. It's Free Speech Friday. You guys can call in with whatever you'd like. I had some time this morning and I started to, well, it all started with looking at these polls that are continuing to come down with Biden and appreciating that people are realizing not that he's a Democrat. It's the policies of him and that party that is really, really hurting this country and taking us in a place that I don't think was ever intended to go, a bad place. And then I read that piece by Victor Davis Hanson. It was a more involved piece. I just gave you the end about him believing that a reset is coming. And then that just kind of motivated me to write this monologue that I did and put it out there asking you guys, you know, the questions and hoping that and laying out those questions, I led you to an answer. Now, for me, the answer is pretty obvious. And it's not because I'm a right winger. It's because of all the proof we've been talking about and bringing to you over the years. And I think if you are open and honest with yourself, you may see that too. Real quickly, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. You know what? I am having a Friday morning slipping all over my tongue. I apologize. I point to the preamble where it talks about domestic tranquility and justice. And I ask you, first I ask you, do you believe our government, right and left, works at giving us what the preamble to the Constitution states? Then I ask you, do you believe the current Democratic Party cares about equal justice? Well, they already told us they don't. It's no longer equal justice, it's equity. And those are two different things. Do you think they care to bring us domestic tranquility? Well, of course not. You saw what happened over the last 6 years, 5 years. Of course they're not. And then let's just go to the amendments. Do you believe the current Democratic Party is protecting the right of free exercise of religion? They attack religion every day, go to court to attack it. Do you believe the current Democratic Party is protecting and guaranteeing us free speech? Slam dunk. Come on. Is anybody going to argue that one? Maybe some of the others you can, but could you argue that one? I'd love to hear from you if you could. Do you believe the current Democratic Party is protecting and guaranteeing us the right of a free press? No way. The press is not even attempting to do that on the left, the mainstream manipulative media. They're not even attempting to give us free press. Do you believe the current Democratic Party is protecting and guaranteeing us to the right to peacefully assemble? See January 6th. How does the current Democratic Party strive for all people to petition the government for a redress of our grievances. Actually, you could probably do both of those, the Republican and Democrat. Do you believe the current Democratic Party is protecting and guaranteeing us the right of the people to keep and bear arms? Slam dunk. That's a no. And then it goes on and on and on. And if your answer to any of those is no, they're not, you better start thinking about what you're voting for if you're voting for someone on the right, excuse me, on the left. If you continue to answer no to more than one, again, I'm just asking you to think about it. Because we're in some serious trouble. And we need more people to help us achieve that reset that Victor Davis Hanson believes is coming. Do you believe it's coming? After the last election, I don't know if I can believe it's coming because we're told, quote unquote, educated suburban women voted against the United States in making America great. And voted for everything you're seeing today because we were told by the experts there will be inflation. We will harm the rest of the world because of the weakness of the party and of Biden. And the world's on fire. It wasn't on fire during Trump. He was fixing things up. We were told about energy. We were told, you saw what was happening in the streets and the violence. And the quote-unquote educated suburban woman voted for that. So do I have a lot of faith after the last election? No. Not like Victor Davis Hanson has. I have some faith when I see these polls. It's starting to build. And then we just know what happened during the election last year in some places. And it could happen again. Now, some of you will say, well, Frank, didn't you hear Arizona Senate came out and said that they don't believe there was a mass amount of fraud happening during the election? What did I, if you guys remember, I told you that the way they were, if they were going to find out who was not going to vote, and they could, they were finding that out by looking at the voter rolls. Someone will go vote for them with an absentee ballot. You will never find that. The Arizona election or machines weren't connected to the internet. Okay. If that's true, that's good to hear. But as I said back then, you'll never, ever find out without doing a deep dive into that of an audit and tracking a ballot to a person. If they sent people via the much easier way to cheat now with practically if they had an X, if their name was Donald Duck and they put X, hey, that looks, they put a C. Well, there's a C in Duck. Well, let them vote. You won't catch it. You won't catch it. I don't know. But since they didn't do that audit or that type of audit, then they can say all they want. It's good to hear some of these things they're saying. We'll find out if it's true, I hope. Didn't want to start Friday off heavy. But I was motivated by these polls I've been telling you about over the last few days that are still going down. I was motivated by California that now more people disapprove of Biden than approve in California. And then I read that reset piece by Victor Davis Hanson, and it just started flowing out of me. 269-441-9595. We're going to take a quick break. Come back on the other side. We'll talk to George and possibly you. Lines are open. You're listening to Live with Rank on this Free Speech Friday. 269-441-9595. If you'd like to join us, you can also email me at Rank, R-E as an excellent, N-K, at townsquaremedia.com, or use the app chat version or section or whatever you call it of the app from the station you may have downloaded. You haven't downloaded our app yet? Well, you can download it and listen to me anywhere in the world. So let's go to the phone lines and start the day off with George. Good morning, George. Welcome.
Good morning. I'd like to be a little naysayer here. The issue isn't just the Democrats. The Republicans have worked also to take our rights away. I look back at the laws that have been passed and reaffirmed, renewed since 9/11, and the Republicans have been right there on the side of the Democrats to have the wiretaps and things on Americans and that law, FISA or whatever it was, that court. Those Republicans have just as much stain on them as any Democrat.
Well, as my first question was, quote, do you believe our government works at giving us what the preamble to the Constitution states?
Amen.
Which included both. I just pointed out the Democratic Party because their attack is relentless and never ending. And then when the Republicans try to do something different, they get attacked for it. And the Republicans then believe they'll lose their race and they don't go through with much of what they're going to say. So, no, I believe me, there's a lot of blame to go around, but I'm looking at the most blatant, out of control examples, and it's just very difficult. I truly, truly am worried about my children. I just had this discussion with my wife the other day. I'm truly worried about
worry about what my grandkids face as far as they will have down the road. We know that they're loading them up with debt to the point that somebody's back is going to get broken at that point.
You are exactly right.
I don't have any concern for that, but, you know, the Republicans here in Michigan especially, those rats go along with it like the worse than the drunken sailor proverbial case in spending money.
Well, you know, I have been harping on them to the point where they won't even, many of them, when I asked them to come on the show to discuss their out-of-control spending here in the state of Michigan, they don't come on. They don't even they go to the Democrats playbook and don't even respond to my email.
Right. We can't get them out of office because of the power of the incumbency is the problem. And I don't know what the answer is to that.
The answer is more people have to be willing to not vote to primary their person out. I'm not even asking you to flip. When it comes to that, flip your party. Let me take that back. I would like you to flip and come to the Republican side because out of the two evils, one's more evil than the other. But if you can't do that, primary that person out because that's the only way that this will work. And even after they saw what Trump did, a guy who came out of nowhere when it comes to politics and wins the presidency on what he ran on, they still can't run on a lot of them. And the people who do run on what he ran on or believe in what he believe in, they try to think that they're, you know, extremists or try to say that they're extremist. So I hope there's that big reset. Thanks, George, for calling in. Appreciate that. 269-441-9595. I have some examples, concrete examples that I'll give you maybe in the next top of the next hour when it comes to what I was pointing out in my opening monologue. But let's go to something a little fun. I am trying more often than not to write some pieces, publish some pieces that aren't just hard politics. When I say hard politics, I just mean politics and trying to inform you and then give you my opinion and give you guys the ability to give us your opinion when it comes to what I write, you could do it on the Facebook pages, give us your opinion, making comments, either the Rank Live Facebook page or the WBC KFM Facebook page, which is my flagship station. So I saw this the other day, that a Battle Creek man was actually buried alive in Oak Hill Cemetery back on August 23rd, 1846. I was informed of this gentleman who does these history videos of Battle Creek and Calhoun County. And I have his video in this piece that I published. It was reported, according to Michael Delaware, that he died of kidney difficulties. His name was Dorrance Williams. He came to Battle Creek in 1828 as a land surveyor. And we're told in 1831, he purchased approximately 400 acres on the Goguack Prairie, an area just south of downtown Battle Creek. He was buried in 1846, and then his grave was dug up to be moved to another part of the cemetery. And that's when things got interesting. The people who dug up the grave discovered what they believe is evidence that he was buried alive. So go check out the piece at WBCKFM.com or WKMI.com or whatever you're listening to me on. It may not be on KMI yet, but you can go to WBCK. And it's a short, I think it's 13-minute history video by Michael. I think you'll find it interesting. That's it. That's what I wanted to point out to you guys for today when it comes to something maybe a little lighthearted that I addressed. Now, I wrote a piece last Friday about the marijuana industry and how large it is. Actually, the piece was centered on what's going to be the largest manufacturing site of marijuana in the state of Michigan, in Lawrence, Michigan, 30 miles west of Kalamazoo. And I told you it was becoming a big industry, and we knew it would be. And according to the latest numbers, Michigan's total marijuana sales for 2021 was approximately $1.8 billion. Now, when I wrote that piece, I know I had written in my draft piece how much taxes came out of it, but for some reason, it didn't make it to the published piece. I updated that days ago. So if you want, you can go check out that piece. It was from last week. So you go to WBCKFM.com, click on Rank, Meet the Host Rank, page down, I think one page, and you'll get to that piece because I updated it with this information. On the $1.8 billion in sales of marijuana last year in Michigan, that brought an additional $247 million to Michigan's treasury. So they taxed the $1.8 billion in sales to the tune of $247 million. Now, those are all new found money. Remember Whitmer said there's nowhere to cut? She can't give us a tax cut because they need to continue to spend out of control. Nowhere to cut. This $247 million from last year, out of nowhere, out of thin air. It didn't take from anywhere. It is newfound money. And all they do is gobble it up and spend it. Most of it probably is going to be spent on worthless things. I'm bringing this up because I saw a piece this morning, several pieces. Michigan municipalities that allowed recreational marijuana sales within their borders will split more than $42 million from the state's marijuana regulation fund. Really? You collect $247 million and you give $42 million of it to the communities that are allowing weed, marijuana, to be sold in their communities. I'll give you an idea of how much Portage, Kalamazoo, Battle Creek, and others are getting coming up after this. Now, the interesting part, though, is that of the $247 million, they're giving out $42 million. They're keeping $205 million for themselves and giving $42 million to the cities and townships and counties that are allowing this drug to be sold in their communities. You're listening to the Live with Rank Show's Free Speech Friday edition, 269-441-9595. If you have a thought about what we're talking about today, give us a call. Love to hear from you. I was telling you the number of taxes, the amount of taxes brought in from the $1.8 billion spent on pot last year. $247 million in taxes came in approximately, of which the state was generous enough to give $42 million to the cities, townships, and what have you, counties. They're keeping $205 million, giving $42 million to the municipalities, again, that are allowing this drug to be sold in their counties, cities, or what have you, townships. Battle Creek is getting about $508,000. Really? What will they do with that? Might they fix the pot holes? Calhoun County, $1,185,000. All new money, guys. So anytime they want to increase your taxes, think about this. This is new money. $1,185,000 going to Calhoun County all out of nowhere. Because this is a new tax on a new drug that is being sold. Same thing with Battle Creek, $508,000. Kalamazoo County, $1,072,000. Kalamazoo Township, $226,000. The city of Kalamazoo, $564,000. The city of Portage, $282,000. All new money. It's Free Speech Friday, 269-441-9595. If you guys would like to call in and talk about anything, it doesn't have to be about this. It could be something light and hearty. You can sit there and change the topic on a dime. It does not bother me because this is the day you guys get to help produce the show. And this is a day that, because I do this, no one can say, I don't bring up this or I don't bring up that, because you can bring it up. Let's go to Harper Creek and Ron. Good morning, Ron. Welcome.
Well, hi, Frank. Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
It's Friday. I'm doing great. I get to attempt to sleep in tomorrow.
No sleeping in. You got to get in and put wood in the fireplace and get going.
Like, you know what happens? This is what happens. What? Because, and you know, especially this week, it's been difficult. I got in at like 4 o'clock in the morning into the station, because I have trouble sleeping for some reason over the last few weeks. So this is what will happen to me tomorrow morning, guarantee you. It probably happens to many of you. I'll wake up probably 3-4 o'clock and then have to turn the TV on for an hour and fall asleep to that, because otherwise my mind never stops. And, well, you asked. So, well, maybe you didn't ask.
Well, it sounds like you're really informative. I do want to make that comment that you're such a great guy, and you're very informative, up to date on all the information. You're making it easier for a lot of us, so we don't have to hit the papers, hit the internet. Now, you're doing it for us. So, you know, we're blessed to have you on the radio. Simple as that. So,
Ron, you're making me blush now. I appreciate that. And as I've always told you guys, those of you who are new, just give me a month. Check me on every story. Check it out. Back check me. Make sure I'm right. And then at that point, at some point you then, and I basically say that about anybody who I start reading, I check it out. Once I find out after too many times they are wrong or not giving you the whole story, I may still read them, but I let people know, hey, this may or may not be true. So, Ron, I appreciate that because I do truly attempt to bring you guys 100% of the facts, what I believe the context of it should be looked at, and then obviously my opinion, which you could take or not take.
Well, your opinion is fine with me, long as it's in the right direction when it comes down to it. And so, like I said, you know, I mean, I back up 100%. I listened to you rattle on for about 15 minutes. I said, this guy knows what he's talking about. So informative. You reach out to so many ears, and you got to get them active. Simple as that. We have to change what reset's going through right now. We have to do that. We have to get involved. And so you're a motivator.
Thank you.
God bless you for that.
Oh, now too bad you weren't the last call of the day, and I could have went into the weekend with that. Now I am an equal opportunity person. So if you hate my guts and don't believe anything he's saying, and you just listen to me to torture yourself, give us a call and I'll let you without me interrupting rip into me if you would like. 269-441-9595. Or you can email me at rank, R-E as an excellent, N-K at townsquaremedia.com. I was like, all right, is that the right one? I try my best. And that's why I put in a lot of time. Because since day one I've been on air, this is a third career for me. Since day one I've been on air, I've always been afraid. What motivates me is to get it right. I'm afraid to get it wrong. I don't want to bring any mis or disinformation into the conversation. Now, the people that don't like me or don't, and by don't like me, I mean don't like my opinion or what have you. But you know what's interesting? I'll meet people out in public when they find out who I am and we start talking. Inevitably, they say, you know, you're a nice guy. So you cannot like me for my opinions, but don't hate me if you don't know me. You can't hate me. I always told hate's a strong word. It's hard to hate someone you've never really met, right? But anyway, I try my best to get it right because that's what I'm most worried about. That's what motivates me to do all this research. Well, one of the things that motivates me to do all this research because I want to get it right. So you guys can make your own decisions. 269-441-9595. You're listening to The Live with Rank Show, and we'll be right back after this.